A longtime former member of the Clark County School Board has died. Plus, could Georgia lawmakers pass a sports betting bill? From Athens News Matters and the WUGA Newsroom, this is Athens Today for Wednesday, January 10th. Good morning. I'm Martin Matheny. Vernon Payne, who spent nearly 40 years on the Clark County Board of Education, has died. According to a media release from the school district, Payne passed away on Sunday. The Clark County School District called Payne, quote, a loyal public servant who was committed to improving the education and lives of Clark County children. He was first elected to the Board of Education in 1979 and served until 2018. In April 2022, the board's meeting space was renamed in his honor. COVID-19 hospitalizations are on the rise in Georgia. Emma Auer has details.
According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Georgia reported an over 70% increase in COVID-related hospitalizations for the week ending in December 30th, one of the highest increases in the nation. This spike in hospitalization numbers is the highest seen since last year. The JN1 variant makes up over 60% of reported COVID cases in the Southeast, including Georgia. Though highly transmissible, the JN1 variant does not cause more severe symptoms than other variants, according to experts. Data from the CDC reports 20 COVID-related deaths a week in Georgia in early December.
A Georgia Senate committee passed a sports betting bill Tuesday on just the second day of the year's legislative session. That kicks off a debate that's likely to last all 40 days under the Gold Dome. Jeff D'Entre reports.
The Regulated Industries and Utilities Committee voted 8-3 to let Georgians bet on sports either online or at remote terminals or kiosks. The state would retain 20% of the gross revenue from most sports bets and 25% from high-profit bets, including live bets placed during games. The money would go toward various state programs to be spelled out in a separate constitutional amendment. Senate Bill 172 was available for consideration so early in the 2024 session because it was introduced last year, where the Senate tabled it, which left it alive to be taken up again this year.
State tax revenues were down in December compared to December of 2022. Alexia Ridley has that story.
According to Governor Brian Kemp's office, Georgia's net tax collections last month totaled more than $3 billion. That's a decrease of $159 million, or 5%. The state saw a dip in individual income tax collections, corporate income tax collections, and motor vehicle tag, title, and fees. Sales and use tax collections were up some $41 million over fiscal year 2023. The end of the suspension on motor fuel taxes saw collections up by almost $12 million.
In sports, UGA men's basketball is at home in Stegman Coliseum tonight to meet up with the Arkansas Razorbacks. Arkansas is 9-5 so far this season, 0-1 in the SEC. Meanwhile, Georgia is 11-3 for the season and riding a 9-game winning streak. They're also undefeated at home this season. It'll be a late one. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. at Stegman Coliseum. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Hawks host the Philadelphia 76ers tonight at 7:30. For WUGA News, I'm Martin Matheny.
Your financial support helps fund not just the reporters you hear on our local news, but the team of producers and editors working behind the scenes to bring you in-depth and comprehensive local coverage. Please, do your part today by visiting WUGA.org and clicking on the red donate button at the top of your screen. Thank you.